Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
My wife and I had just boarded a flight from Amsterdam to Los Angeles, and seated next to us was a young man about 25 years of age. It was impossible not to notice the glossy cover of the magazine he picked up. It featured a beautiful girl clad in a bikini along with an admiring young man. The caption was, "Sex on the Beach." The glamorous tropical setting made it seem so natural, so beautiful, so spontaneous. But what the magazine, the media, and the message of our culture do not tell you is that sex is not casual, it is not free, and it is certainly not without consequences whether you are single or married. For the couple who are committed to each other in a marriage, it's a sacred and beautiful celebration of love. It was initiated by God Himself in the garden long ago. But outside of marriage, the relationship has ramifications which few ever come to grips with, especially those in the throes of passion who think of it only as a recreational instinct. But what is the reality? Fact number one, nothing in all of life's relationships so embraces the totality of your emotions, your physical senses, and even your spiritual life. There is a bonding that takes place in any sexual relationship, especially for women, which is all part of God's plan and purpose. But when it is abused by casual sex, the consequences wound you emotionally. No other relationship in life that has to be broken off is as painful and difficult to overcome. Created in the image of God, you have emotions and feelings which make you different from animals who follow their basic passions and instincts. That emotional bonding was no evolutionary happenstance. It was part of God's purpose to ensure the continuity of a marriage, guaranteeing that eventually a mom and a dad would be there for their children. Fact number two. The media makes the whole issue so common that one might assume that the norm is a relationship with somebody other than a husband or a wife. For every sexual relationship portrayed in the media between two adults, only 1 in 14 takes place between a married couple. Our culture has undergone a sexual revolution. Traditional relationships have been superseded by short-term ones which lack commitment. In 1953, Alfred Kinsey reported that 50% of all husbands were unfaithful by age 40. Today, that number is much higher. And women have not only caught up, but many feel have surpassed men in the category of casual sex. In 1960, no more than 1 in 10 couples lived together without being married. Today, as many as 50% of all couples live together before marriage, something that has produced instability in many fewer marriages. Now that the great experiment has been running for 40 years, it's a proven fact it just doesn't work. Those who live together before marriage are 50% more likely to see a marriage fail, even if they do get to the altar. Fact number three, nothing does more to contribute to divorce than infidelity. Ask any marriage counselor, any pastor, even a bartender, and you'll hear the same story. For most people, forgiveness is not an option. And fact number four, in spite of the challenge which infidelity brings to a relationship, there can be forgiveness and healing. While infidelity in marriage usually results in divorce, a marriage can be saved. Difficult? Yes. Impossible? Not at all.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.